Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2007. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner, located at booth 408 on the Java 1 Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Java.net Community Corner. It is 3:30. Right now we have David Herron, who's going to be talking to us about the OpenJDK quality team and how you can get involved in helping develop the tests that will get the JDK out. So, David, why don't you take it away?
All right. Thank you. So I'm David Herron. I'm with the quality engineering team at Sun Microsystems in the Java SE team. So what I want to talk today about is the quality processes as we go open source, or now that we are open source, that is. So what I want to start with is going over what the quality process currently is at Sun in the Java team. So we follow a policy that quality permeates every activity we do. The engineering team, as they're writing their code, they're writing unit and regression tests. They also have a nightly testing program. The conformance team writes the JCK, the various TCKs, and the conformance team is tracking the specifications as they're written. And they're adding new conformance tests as they're writing, as the specifications are written. There's a performance team that handles the typical benchmarking and analysis type testing. And then there's my team, quality engineering, where we are focused on product or functional testing. And we're focused at a higher level of testing than what these other teams are doing. And we're also, as new features are developed in the JDK, we're writing new tests to match the new features. And in many ways, we are the first users of each new feature. So a little bit more about the JCK and the TCKs. They have a very specific purpose about conformance testing. Okay, so I find conformance testing a little bit peculiar in that they're based in really precisely examining the specification and like parsing words down in sentences to figure out exactly what is being said as a specification, and then they write their tests based on what they determine from that. And the other thing about it is, okay, each JSR is supposed to produce its own TCK, and for the some of the JSRs are their TCK is the platform TCK or the platform TCK or the JCK. So. All right, I think that's enough to say about them. All right, so a little bit about my team. Our quality engineering team, we have somewhere around 100 engineers. We're split between authoring test suites, writing test tools, performing test execution. We're responsible for the quality in both the feature releases, that's the JDK 6, 7, that sort of thing, and also the update releases. So that's update 1, update 2, update 3, and so forth. We produce new tests as new features are developed. And when we write tests, you know, we do that by writing an application that is the test. And currently we have somewhere more than 34,324 tests. So this picture represents what we're looking at doing. historically, we've been in the background and hardly anybody knows about us. Okay? So that's what this picture over here on the right is we're just this little cell. And okay? And this one over here is kind of a semi-permeable membrane. Okay? And that's what we want to do is become open. You know, the engineering team overall, we are becoming open. That's part of becoming an open source project. The quality team in particular, since we've been in the background, we have to purposely step out and do more interaction with the public and so forth. Okay. So now, interacting with the public from our team means asking the public to make contributions to the quality of the JDK, or the Open JDK in this case. So why should you want to do that? Why should you work for us? So basically what I'm saying here on this slide is by helping us improve the Open JDK quality, that down the road that turns into a better JDK, and down the road you're going to have a better experience of using the JDK to run your applications. And then also, as the Sun JDK source gets used by other vendors, it's going to also apply to them. You know, it's a nice picture. Another side of it is some people like writing tests. Some people like the puzzle. You know, I came to this team myself from having 8 years of experience as a software developer, writing applications, software systems, and I came to this team and was really impressed by the puzzle and the depth that you have to go to understand a feature in order to write a full test suite around that feature. So I think it's an interesting software development challenge to actually write tests for this platform. One of the things we see as a team is there's this concern in the public about moving from release to release, adopting a new release, and there's always this worry, is this new release going to break my application? And so clearly, if there's these little problems that are showing up in new releases, there's something that we're missing in what we're testing. And it seems to me that a lot of the knowledge about these little problems that show up as inconsistency or regressions, whatever you want to call it, from release to release, that a lot of that knowledge is out in the public amongst the application developers. And it's not necessarily easy for us to have that knowledge. And we want to work with the community to bring in that knowledge into a test suite that we can then use to better verify compatibility and hopefully positively improve the experience of adopting new releases. And I hope that that's an attractive idea. So I've got a few ways that you can help us. One is with this process of clearing the encumbrances that are in the Open JDK source as it is. Each time we re-implement the existing functionality with new code, that new code is, you know, it's likely to be buggy. It may not perform as well, etc. So there's going to be a period of testing to go through that code and do the focus testing required to bring it up to the same quality as the existing code. Okay? So that's one area that we're really interested in. Another area is that there are areas in the JDK where we know our coverage is lacking, or perhaps where there's a high percentage of bugs. So if we can provide, on the OpenJDK site, we have an area that's for the quality team, and we are starting to publish some quality metrics that over time we hope to be able to show you, okay, this area has more bugs or something, so that's an area where it would be really valuable for contributions, both in fixing the, you know, providing bug fixes or whatever, or in providing tests in those areas. Another area that people could help is doing test execution, either ad hoc execution on your own applications, or we hope to have some tests out there that you could execute as well. And there's other things. You know, quality is a multifaceted thing, so there's lots of ways that you can act to improve quality. Okay, so on this slide I have a list of projects that we're looking at. This first one, as I said, we have a quality section on the OpenJDK site. Starting with the JDK 7 new features, we will be publishing our test specifications for those new features. There hasn't been any new feature work yet for JDK 7, but as soon as that starts, we will be publishing our test specs. And we are interested in taking feedback on those. We have also started publishing JDK quality metrics. And we are interested in feedback on other metrics that you may be interested in seeing. We ourselves have a program of smoke testing OpenJDK contributions. We'll also have white papers on testing methodologies and so forth. We're looking at an open source test suite, open source tools, etc. So, okay, that's it. So, does anybody have any questions?
Does anybody have any questions? Daniel, let's start with you.
So, how do people contribute tests? Do you want that when someone submits a bug, do you expect a test to accompany it? Are you going to tell people what the format of a test is? Or
okay, so currently with the if you're submitting a bug fix to the OpenJDK, the contribution process asks that you also provide a unit test or a regression test that goes along with that. When I say an open source test suite, we would be having a separate project from the OpenJDK project. It will be on the same site, but it will be its own project. And it would be a place where you could directly make contributions to that instead of contributions to the OpenJDK source. So it depends on what you want to do, what your goal is.
Okay, any other questions for David about OpenJDK testing? Anyone? All right, David, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Check out more mini-talks from Java 1 2007 at today.java.net/pub/ct/Java 1 Community Corner, or subscribe to our feed with iTunes.